Zafar Saeed runs this vocational training center in a low-income neighborhood of the Pakistani capital. For more than a decade, his institution has trained thousands for work in an increasingly difficult economy. Now, as his own business struggles from power cuts and inflation, Saeed blames the government for the situation.
Our organization has suffered major financial losses, particularly over the past 5 years, because prolonged power outages have not allowed us to perform our activities. The other main reason is inflation, because people can no longer afford to pay for their fees to learn income-generating skills.
Many share Saeed's view. Street protests against chronic power outages are routine in Pakistan, where power cuts can now last an entire day. Ashfaq Hassan Khan is a professor at Islamabad's Nust Business School.
We are facing economic challenges, and the reason for this is that for 5 years, the economy has never been on the radar of the government.
Professor Khan says part of the problem has been too little political will to fix the national tax system. Less than 1% of Pakistan's 180 million people pay income taxes. Around 70% of federal lawmakers did not submit any income tax returns last year. Most of them are likely to be returned to Parliament in the upcoming elections. That makes it more difficult to request assistance from Pakistan's major donors.
There is a genuine complaint from international community because their taxpayer have started raising questions that why should our government gives our taxpayer money to Pakistan when Pakistani government don't tax their own rich and influential people.
Although militant attacks in Pakistan routinely make international headlines, recent public opinion surveys indicate most young people are concerned about unemployment, high inflation, power shortages, and corruption. Former Pakistani ambassador to the United States, Maliha Lodhi, says these surveys also suggest Pakistanis under age 25, who make up 60% of the population, have grown more pessimistic about the future.
So the message to Pakistan's next government is a very strong one. And that message is, deal with the economy. Otherwise, young people will opt out of the system. And when young people opt out of the system and lose faith, then frankly, the future prospects for any country begin to look very bleak.
To build support among the young voters, who make up around 40% of the electorate, popular political parties are vowing to reduce unemployment and root out corruption. But with opinion surveys showing extremely low favorability ratings for politicians, many voters like Zafar Saeed are skeptical that the next government will be any different from the last one. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.